Welcome back to the PackCast. You got Super Booker T hyphen Ertl. This is a race, but you better stay in the turtle's place. We got Money Q.
Hey, what up, everybody? Everything I say is golden.
And you got M Dodo.
M Dodo for Shodo. Welcome to the show.
Welcome back to the PackCast. We back up in this piece. It's me, and it's M Dodo.
Yo, what is up? What is up, everybody?
Yeah, buddy. We up in this piece. Q's running a couple minutes behind, but we're going to stick on time. So what's been going on, M. Dodo?
Man, life. You know, everything's been cool, though, for the most part. No really weird shit, you know, going on. So, yeah, it's been good, man. Life has been all right. So, yeah, chilling, doing all that stuff, and working, and also, you know, doing the Indiana Doe stuff.
Anybody April Fools you yet?
I got April.
April's over now.
I felt like I April Fooled, but we're in May now.
Yeah, May 1st today.
April Fool's Day is April the 1st.
I know. I'm saying, did you get any April Fool's Day stuff?
That's a long time ago.
That's a whole month.
I did a whole lot of smoking since then.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think I got April Food on the day of, though.
You didn't get April Food? Okay.
I got April Food throughout the week.
Okay. All right. I had a decent little week or two myself, you know what I mean? Just taking care of the fam, working hard, and some April Fools happened, but we'll get into that. I went out and bought me some video games. I hadn't bought myself nothing in a while, so I got that WWE 2K2, 22.
Yeah.
Got that. Got a couple other games for the Nintendo Switch. You know what I mean? I actually spent some money on teeth for once. So that was cool. And I had to go to the fertility clinic and do something that I didn't want to do. I thought I was getting April food because I didn't know I could just go to a doctor's office and relieve myself.
You had to know that. Hold up. Fertility clinic's been around, and we don't watch movies where people don't have
to
go.
It was a feeling, though. Like, you had to think about it. Think about it going into that.
You get the cup, and then you get busy.
Yeah, you got to think about it, though. They ain't had no TV. They ain't had no magazines. None of that.
So you just sitting there just with your thoughts?
Yes.
Hold on. That don't make any... So they didn't have nothing to actually get you off?
No.
That... I don't...
There was. They had a TV, no remote. They didn't have no magazines. So luckily, the detective, Petty McGee, came out of me. I was like, woman, you want me to go to this fertility clinic? I'll go to the fertility clinic. I'll do my thing. On the way there, I had many jokes. Like, should I tell them in the morning? Or, where would you like for me to put the scum?
That's pretty nasty, T.
I know. But the thing is, I had to get real petty. I'm going to go ahead and give this one out right now. I didn't know they was going to let her be in the room with me, but they told me I couldn't use any saliva or Jergens lotion or anything. It just had to be me just straight out because it'll dilute it. And I was like, okay, well, she can sit in the bathroom. Y'all put her in this room with me, but I'm going in the bathroom. She can stay right out there. It was a whole experience of me feeling like I was going at 17, 18 years old, and I knew I was going to score when I got there because I got my left and my right hand, my first girlfriends ever.
Hold up. It's a whole bunch of hold ups in this one. So the wifey got to sit in there with you.
Yeah, she was in the room with you.
And hold up. She didn't decide to be like, hey, I mean, she didn't have to do anything, but I mean, she could have did something, but you went in the restroom to do something by yourself?
Yes.
Instead of her, petty. Like, she could have been like, hey, baby, raise up her dress, and then you'd be like, oh, yeah, and then bam. So you didn't even think about that?
No, I thought about it.
But you didn't do it. You went in the restroom and was like, nah, babe, I got this.
And you want to know why I did that? A couple nights before. No. A couple nights before. I was like, you know
what?
See
what happened was.
Let me go ahead and record some videos and put them on my phone. They're not going to take my phone from me.
Right.
So I recorded some videos with the missus. And I went ahead and took him in that restroom and did what I had to do. And she could just wait out there and fill out the paperwork.
But she was able to come in the room with you, right?
Yes. She was in the room with me, but there was a bathroom in the room where we were.
But she could have... Instead of having a video,
she could have pulled them out, the boobs out, or
anything. You
know, yeah. And then I got real petty real fast. I never was comfortable with just going to a doctor's office and having to relieve little hyphen hurdles.
Okay. All right. So that is different. That is very different, sir.
Entice me at all to want to see. I was there for a reason.
Yeah, I'd have been like, oh yeah, baby, bend over. Let me.
And my swimmers are swimming just fine.
I'm like, don't look back at me. Don't look back at me.
That was the best part of my week. Yeah, I just went there and shut the door. I ain't even want to have to do all that.
Okay.
So,
Interesting week. Yeah.
My son, mm-hmm. he kneed me in the eye.
Yeah, you did get you got beat up by the boy.
As they say back in Mayberry, I got a shiner.
And it was for everybody listening, it was pretty bad too. So these past couple weeks we've been in and out, a little bit of miscommunication, what have not, and Super Booker T called a young Tiger Knee.
Tiger.
From Dean.
I'm talking about busted a blood vessel behind my eye, and my entire eye was puffed up. It was black and blue. The entire whites in my eyes was bloodshot. He gave me a Tiger Knee. And the thing is, I had to be responsible, Dad, about this. I couldn't get mad at him.
Not
boys
at all.
Will be boys.
Mm-hmm.
We was wrestling. We was playing. He just happened to get me. But then, you know, of course, you know, I got all kind of sides to me like everybody else do too. But he felt bad that he did it. Because a minute and 30 seconds afterwards, it was already blew up. There was a new person. It was something on my face. So he felt real bad about it. And like I told him, I said, dude, don't feel bad. This ain't daddy's first broken nose or black eye. Like, we was playing and it's all good, bro. So I'm still working through that. It's actually healing up pretty good. So
yeah, it is. From when it originally happened. I mean, because originally happened, I thought like you went behind the alley and then ran into like three guys and they just brutalized you, just beat the shit out of you. But then I realized that Dean is now the man of the house after kicking your ass.
I now call him the bodyguard.
Yes.
He's my bodyguard.
Did you cry afterwards, though? Like, did a tear, you know, because it looked bad. It was like, man, you had, like, a tear had to come down, like, when the Indians, you know, do the recycling thing.
Bruh,
it was
let
like,
me tell you something
I was
right
like,
now.
Yep, you got a tear.
Let me tell you something right
come
now.
All down your face.
I wasn't even trying to have a tear, but that tear came out.
Oh, I had to. Like I said, it looked painful. You sent us a text message. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, my eye was all messed up. But I didn't go to the doctor because I could still see out of it. I didn't have blurred vision. And stuff like that. And I already, like, I've had a, you know, broken nose, a black eye before. I've been in fights, you know. But he got me just in the right spot, and he took me down. And like I told him, I said, dude, I'm proud of you.
One of the fun parts was, of course, we didn't do the show that week. Because
I was having migraines.
Hey, you was in a bad spot. But I remember texting good old BJ. Was like, yeah, BJ, we can't do the show. And he was like, what's up? And I just sent him the picture. And I remember the sentence afterwards, oh, my God. He was like, oh shit. I was like, I know, right? So his son kicked his ass.
Well, BJ, 11-year-old did that to me. I just wanted to let you know I'm back in the game. I wasn't out the game, but I didn't want to have like vocals in my ears so that I had migraines and stuff that had just happened like a day before. So I was like, I better call this one because I can't even think straight.
We need to get Dean into MMA practice. Get him training.
Fast.
He's got some bad knees.
So we had some good little weeks and weekends over the course of the past couple of weeks. We got some things to talk about since it's been a couple of weeks, man. We got some things to talk about local and current news.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's just like a lot of stuff been going on. Mike Tyson got into a fight at the airport.
Yeah, he was actually on a plane, and apparently some dude selling wolf tickets, as usual, talking crazy to the wrong person. That's an absolute wrong person you want to say something to.
I look like I got punched by Mike Tyson.
Yeah. Because I'm pretty certain that homeboy balled up after Tyson started swinging. You just ball up. You just go into the embryo state. It's like, oh, shit, Mike, nope, just ball up, oh, and just pray that he doesn't break anything. But he was... you know, he instigated it, and Mike Tyson, you know, turned around in that seat and started giving him some of those good old haymakers.
Let me tell you right now, you got your pitcher, you talked to him, but then you kept messing with him. You should have left the man alone. He gave you pitchers, he talked to you, but you just want to keep hounding and hounding and hounding this man. I don't give two shits if it was Mike Tyson, or if it was M. Dodo or Hyphenoto or Money Q or BJ, like you got, like, okay, you got what you wanted. Leave me alone. And that's when Mike flipped out, man.
Well, the key is, I mean, have you not ever seen a Mike Tyson interview? Have you not ever seen any clip of Mike Tyson? Because I'll say it's more than 50% of those clips is him doing something or saying something where you like, oh, that's the wrong person to fuck with.
Yep. And you're right.
Talking about eating kids and everything. You want to miss that man?
Boy. And in bit off Evander's ear and everything, too. Come on now. And we got personal knowledge about Mike here locally because, you know, he was arrested here in Indiana.
Yeah, I ain't bringing that shit up. I don't need Mike Tyson listening to this. No. I'm trying to get Mike Tyson to come up in here. He's like, I heard what you said. I'm like, yeah, that was Super Booker T. He brought that shit up. I ain't have nothing to do with it.
That was inconsequential.
I'll shake Mr. Tyson's hand. Like, dude, I love you.
I ain't got no. I ain't got nothing against that.
You
gonna
have a match and I fucking around with Tyson.
It might be worse.
It may be. I don't know. It may be.
You know, that happened local current. You know, we got a lot of stuff that's been going on local and current. You know what I mean? Like, in baseball, since we got talking about Mike Tyson, you know, sports, baseball, you know, they talking about how the balls is beaming people. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, that's always a thing. But I guess this year is a little bit more. And it's just the beginning of the baseball season. So I guess this year has been a little bit more prevalent. I was watching ESPN and seeing there was a series between, the Lions or the Detroit team and the Brewers or something. And it was a lot of shots to players from the pitchers.
Well, I do believe the Mets were talking about, and they were saying how many beaners they threw. Their pitchers through, and they were talking about blank. They were saying that the balls were the problem.
The correct term is not beaners.
It's definitely not.
Were you getting beaned?
No, it's not beaners. Beaner is a racist term towards Mexicans.
It is, dude.
I know, but I didn't mean it like that, I ain't going to feel bad.
But somebody was listening. It was like, oh, so they're throwing Mexicans?
No, that's when you get beamed, dude.
They're throwing a lot of Hispanic people to you. Is that what they do?
If you get beamed, you get beamed. You don't get beamed-er.
Yeah, I know. I said it wrong. That's okay. You ain't got to. I ain't no racist.
What was it again? They're throwing a whole lot of beaters.
No, but he's right there saying that the ball's different from first inning to second to third to seventh.
Huh.
So they're losing grip of it. That's why you haven't seen a lot of fights, is because they're like, shit.
Yeah.
The Cubs pitcher took 4 pitches to hit somebody, and he's like, finally, you hit me. Just don't take 4 pitches to hit me.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So it's kind of crazy how that's working out.
We'll see what the MLB does to maybe try to change that. Like I said, maybe it has to be something that they do with the baseball. You don't know.
I mean, if that's the case, then it has to do with the weight of the ball and the stitching.
You just get the Mexicans out of there, I guess.
There it is,
Yeah, get the beaners out of there.
Quit throwing them.
Sorry, people.
You know, are you finna Tyson the Hispanic population? Hey, Within 5 minutes to you, you've done it all.
I'm probably going to have a well-whooped ass before next Sunday.
I know, we're going to walk out the door and be a crowd there ready to do pitchforking.
So another sports thing. You know what I mean? I know sports is normally your thing, but I'm hosting. I got it all written down right here. George Hill, you know, he's doing something with Broad Ripple High School.
Yeah.
What you know about that?
I've heard about it. I heard it on the news. I don't know what project he's going to do with it. I feel like he may maybe do a charter school, something like that. But he has plans for Broad Ripple School that's been closed for a while, and that's where he graduated from. So, yeah, kudos. Kudos to George Hill. His team, the Milwaukee Bucks, are currently still in the playoffs. It's NBA playoff time. So, and he's like a local hero. You know, George Hill still comes to Knapp and it does things for the community. So it's awesome to hear that he's doing something for his old school.
Yeah.
His alma mater.
I was about to say his alma mater, boy. Because, like, it's crazy how Broad Ripple High School is, like, it's kind of like Northwest to us. You know what I mean?
Northwest and George Washington.
George Washington, yeah. How, mm-hmm. Like, these are our major IPS schools. And that building is historic. And I think that him coming back home and, you know, playing for us and taking care of the community, like I applaud you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So George Hill won't whoop my ass. I didn't call him no names.
Nah, George Hill cool.
Yeah.
He cool people.
Yeah.
Except when his hair looked like somebody off Meteor Man.
Another thing, speaking of Broad Ripple, is not according to sports, but it's about Broad Ripple itself. They're doing a lot of reconstruction in the streets for flooding and stuff like that. So if you're in the Broad Ripple area, make sure you're watching out for the construction zones and stuff like that, because they're doing a lot of work on the streets for the flooding in Broad Ripple. I used to live in Broad Ripple, so I know what they're doing.
Yeah, well, I'm about to say, which folks in Indianapolis shouldn't be surprised about any kind of road construction, because it happens everywhere, all the time.
Just be careful with the people that's actually working on the streets. Drive a little slower. Pay attention to them. Let's do that. Those are people, too. They might be hindering you for 10 minutes, but that is not a reason to speed through the zone and hit somebody. So be careful with that. So there we go. That's that. Man, we got to talk about Elon Musk. $44 billion for Twitter?
Yeah, he did the bid. Elon Musk, of course, everybody knows, was a Tesla. Does he do the SpaceX, or is that Bezos?
Yes. So, he does that too.
Elon Musk, billionaire, bought it for $54.20 a share. Like I said, a cumulative $44 billion.
That's a B.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how that plays out. He seems like he's big on the freedom of speech thing, but let's see. I'm curious about, you got a site like that where freedom of speech should be, and should be important. Let's see if he actually abides by what he's doing.
Okay, so I got a question for you.
Yeah.
So if he ends up doing it the way that I guess I understood it, where you have free speech, you can say anything you want. Nothing's off limits. No political, no racial, no none of that. You can say whatever you want. Do you think that's a good idea?
Like I said, I'm curious. I'm curious if he's going to stick by it. That means, Twitter banned Donald Trump, from tweeting. So, Elon, if you're doing this, does that mean Donald Trump get back on there and say whatever he wants?
Because like they did ban him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, I want to see how it works. Like you saying, like, can you really say anything? You'll have people that, of course, will test that water to say anything and not really care.
Oh, a lot of people won't try that.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, think about it. We are America. And, America. We're America. And, we're pretty much based on, that's one of our key things in the Constitution, freedom of speech.
Well, I mean, there's a lot that goes into that.
It's in the Constitution.
There's a lot that goes into that First Amendment right there.
Hey, they didn't have it to where it was like Article 1, 2, and 3 under freedom of speech. It's freedom of speech.
I'm just simply saying there's a lot that goes into that.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. If you're going to talk about it, I mean, but you're not giving any kind of, like I said,
Elon's, I don't know,
like,
what he's going to do.
That's why I'm curious. So
yeah, me too.
But, but at the same token, if somebody criticizes him, because he's had some issues with Twitter and people criticizing the things he does, and he blocks them and things like that. So what are you going to do, Elon, when somebody says something that you don't like and you own the business? What are you going
to
do?
That's the question that I would love to see the answer to.
So very curious about what that may partake, but... man, if you got it, flaunt it. And he sure enough was like, I got it, so I want to go ahead and do it. That's a big bank move. Big bank.
Big bank.
Big bank take. Little bank,
hey,
baby.
And speaking of big bank, I hate to go ahead and transition to another story, but somebody won that $480-some-odd billion lottery this week.
Oh, congratulations to that person.
I think they was in Arizona. I think Arizona or Arkansas. I can't be 100% on that, but... and then somebody in Indiana won $1 million, and then another person won like 50,000 here.
I'm always happy for anybody who wins something. You know what I'm saying? So because we all out here struggling, living day-to-day lives, a lot of us anyway, besides the 1%ers. So anytime, somebody goes and plays a scratch off or pulls their numbers and just they get the opportunity and they win. Oh, dude, yeah, kudos to you, and I hope it changes your life for the better.
The person in Indiana got all five numbers, not the Powerball, so that's the reason why they only got $1 million. And then the person who got 500,000 got like four out of five numbers without the Powerball. That's the two people that won some money in Indiana, but it was the A state, so I think it was Arkansas or Arizona or something, but somebody won that $400-some-odd billion.
What would you do? What would be the first thing you do if you won that kind of money?
The very first thing I would do would be pay off all debt. And the only reason why, because see, here's the thing. You're going to always owe somebody when you die. You see what I'm saying?
Hold up, T. No.
Well, you're gonna have some type of debt of some sort.
Well, of course, it's like,
But I would try to pay that off.
Well, hold up. Like you said, the thing you're promised with, you die, death and taxes. But nobody can come get you if you're already dead.
I understand that, but you know how they try to roll it over to your kids. And
I don't know if they really do that. Do they really do that?
Yes.
So they do.
Yes.
So, like, for example, if I had really bad cancer and I was going to die, I would divorce Steph.
I feel you, because so they'll try to hit her with
that. That way she wouldn't be hit with any residential if I had a bunch of medical bills.
Ah, yes. Okay. So, yeah, they really do that.
That's real. It's not fake. So I would try to pay up whatever debt I could pay and get it all off the waters. So that way I ain't got to worry about that part. I pay off my house. I pay off my car.
I feel that.
I make sure the kids got money if they want to go to school, college, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I would take care of that stuff. Like, forget buying a car. Forget, like, yeah, if I had enough, I'd get a new house built. I'd get it custom made. But all that other stuff has to come first.
I got
what
you.
Would you do?
I was about to, you already know, fucking cocaine and prostitutes. I don't even know why that's a question.
Well, see, you ain't got to worry about
that. You guys are all invited, too. You guys are all invited. And, you know, we just go ahead and just, you know, OD the first night I win the money. It'd be like a mass suicide. Like, what happened? Well, they all died.
It's going to be like the Dave Chappelle episode when he was on Fear Factor and he bought the big rock.
Oh, you already know. It's time. Yep. Oh, you're the $480,000 crack party or cocaine party. I don't want to have crack. Crack is terrible. Crack is whack.
I ain't coming to your party, man.
You going to come to my party.
Hey, I ain't being there. Nope.
You're going to come to more ways than one.
So there are a lot of things you could do with that money. But I think. I just think that when it comes down to it, there's a way to be responsible and send down generational wealth without having to send them your debt.
Now, all jokes aside, of course, you know, because that may be one thing that I do. Wouldn't be the first thing that I do, though.
Well, you ain't married. Ain't got no kids.
But I'm saying if I want it,
why would you do it?
I'm saying but you know, I pay off my debts and stuff. You know,
that's not what I was talking about, though.
Oh, you're talking about?
I was talking about how it would fall on them.
That stuff, I mean, because they're going to be mad at me. hospitals are going to be mad. They're like, all right, we got nobody to get. They try to get my cat Simon. Simon ain't going to pay you.
Hey, I'm here to tell you right now, I would do the best I could to try to make sure that when something happens to me and Jesus takes me home, that I have everyone here secure.
Jesus take the wheel.
So that's what I would do if I had that type of money.
If it had not been for the Lord.
Because
I've been pimping since been pimping.
So
you assistant pimp T. You assistant pimp.
That's bull.
You stay down there till you go numb.
Oh, goddamn.
Remember the Departed, Jack Nicklaus?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
So there we go on some local and current stuff like that. We got a couple more we could get into, you know, but some of them are a little couple weeks old.
Yeah, so we keep it live, baby. Yeah.
Let's keep it live. Let's keep it live. So we got to talk about Johnny Depp.
All right, yes, the good old Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard, $50 million defamation suit.
Ugh.
That trial has been hilarious, and if you haven't watched it, I think you'll get a kick out of it because it has been funny.
Now, am I correct or incorrect? Johnny Depp was out of town, and he came home, and he found some shit, literally shit, in his bed.
No, the driver told him. They took the driver, and then she took a picture, and then she let him know that he, and then he came home to it, and then he was like, "Well, I know it's not a dog."
Yeah, because they handle dog.
Amber Heard's attorneys are horrible.
Oh, dude, I almost feel bad for her. They're bad. I don't think she's gonna win just because of her team.
And not only that, though. She done whooped his ass before, and he done called the cops on her.
Oh, yeah, they got it. I mean, it's
so it's a lot of shit going on right there. And why is it that Johnny Depp sound like he's from Britain he's from Kentucky?
I think Johnny Depp has, like, the most. He's, like, to me, he's playerific. He's smooth behind the mic anytime.
Anytime.
Like, Johnny just got swag, you know what I'm saying? Just, I was like, look at him. Got the rings on.
Hey, if that motherfucker wasn't Pirates of the Caribbean in that motherfucking place, I don't know who he was. Hey, that was Captain Jack Sparrow. He had it on point.
Johnny Depp is a smooth character, man. Smooth criminal.
He done been into a lot of shit with his wife. Him and his wife done had a lot of domestic violence and stuff like that. And like from what I hear, a lot of it came from her.
It all came from her.
Yeah.
He never touched her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think I've ever heard a story where he hit her.
She said she used certain makeup to cover up her shit, and the makeup wasn't even out yet.
Yep, that happened. Of course.
And then she told Johnny at the end, like, tell them, Johnny, tell everybody how I beat you.
She was like, I didn't even punch you. And the funny part was like, I just hit you. And I was like, oh, this is all audio recorded.
You can look it up right now.
And then she threw, first of all, she's wasting a lot of alcohol thrown at him.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, we started with this bottle, then we started with, you know, the one with the handles. And then, like, why didn't you tell anybody that she did this? He's like, he protected his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she was trying to secret record him. And then she would have alcohol for him when he would come home. And you know he's an addict. He's had issues.
Yep. She was setting him up. It's crazy.
Then there's a video of her in the elevator with James Franco.
With James Franco.
And, yep. And she fucked around with Elon Musk, too, at the same time.
Yep.
So cheated on a man, beat him, made him keep on doing his bad habits, and then decided to do an expose with a magazine and say that he is a woman beater. That is somebody that's that's vindictive. That vendetta. That is just, wow.
They're going to find her liable. You know why? Because there's ugly people in that jury going, you think you, because you're a pretty bitch, you get away with this, you white blonde hair, but she has no money.
I know, that's the crazy part.
Well, but how you think she making that money? By doing that recording, those recordings and stuff, and setting him up, trying to set him up.
Well, she making money because of Aquaman 2.
And then the reason why she got the job for Aquaman 2 was because of Johnny Depp.
Yep.
There's a petition with over 2 million signatures or 8 million? I don't know.
But they've already done the Aquaman 2 now. I think it's already wrapped up. They're just reshooting.
They're doing reshoots and editing.
It's Warner Brothers. I wouldn't be surprised if people, I mean, you got Amber Heard and then you got Ezra.
Yep. Oh, shit. He's flipping
fucking
out.
Up, too.
The Flash. Yeah, the Flash is flipping the fuck out. He done got arrested like twice in 6 months or some shit.
How do you get arrested in Hawaii?
I don't know. Fucking up. That's what?
That's crazy,
what kind of drugs is he on? I'm curious.
I bet you are.
If you let him, if you actually let him talk, he's a weird dude.
Dude, he looks weird. Like, sometimes you can look at a motherfucker and be like, yeah, if I talk to him, it's going to be a weird-ass conversation. So, automatic.
He's the type of dude to just be like, I don't know, caw, caw, caw.
I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, BJ.
A, B, C, D, Mer.
The blue condor flies at night over an eagle's nest. I'm like, okay, it's time to go. It's time to go. He's talking about blue condors and eagle's nests. And they don't even go together.
Sometimes I punch myself right before I climax.
Oh, no. I give myself. I was gonna say some nasty shit. I ain't gonna say it now.
Oh shit. Okay. Well, you know, people out here are stuck on stupid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's Johnny Depp. Hey.
That's why I don't want no money. He's talking about. He's like, well, this is what I would do, and I'm thinking, watch this.
I'll say just as last part. If anything, he's really just trying to clear his name. Like I said, I don't think Amber Heard has it. She definitely doesn't have that money.
No.
But
she was supposed to give the divorce settlement to the charity, and you could see the emails like, "Hey, bitch, where's our money?"
Exactly. Yep. Didn't even do that. But yeah, to reclaim his name, you know, after that, he lost all sorts of jobs.
I mean, and the thing is, really, when it comes down to it, you know, that just. That's one of those things where it's like we talk about Johnny Depp, and like I said it that, okay, he's from Kentucky, but he sounds like he's from Britain now. He's like literally.
Why do you keep on going back to that?
No, I'm about to make a point.
All right, I want
to
hear this point.
You know, that's who he's been turned into. That's who he evolved into. But he did not do anything wrong. And I think it's weird how people can go and lash on to somebody, and when they latch on to him, it's like, oh, well, you know what? I'm going to lash you. Why I latch on to you? Because I know it's not going to work, but I'm going to try to win before we lose.
Man, that's a whole lot to unwrap right there, what you said, T, because I got confused. First, I mean, you made it sound like Kentuckians are just the worst people ever.
No.
You start off with, oh, yeah, you know, he's from Kentucky.
Yeah, then he's British, right away.
You made it sound like, yeah, Kentucky folks, this is why Johnny Depp changed.
I explained myself. He evolved. He's never done anything wrong, but I think the fact that he makes so much money and he's such a big star that any woman would latch on to him and then lash him to try to
not
get paid.
Any woman though. You can't. I mean, that's putting like
not every woman. All.
And I have seen Johnny Depp do something really bad. In 21 Jump Street, when he was in 21 Jump Street, it was a prison scene where he put a sock, had a sock and a lock, and he hit the dude. So Johnny Depp has done stuff bad.
No, everybody does
in
stuff
TV
bad.
Shows.
No, everybody shut the fuck up. Everybody do stuff bad. I'm saying that there are more people out here that would rather get you for your money or get you for your fame so they can get bigger and make money. Like, money is the root of all evil. That's a stereotype. But it's really not, because people actually do it.
Vagina is.
Because
dudes will do stupid stuff. I'm not even blaming the women on this one. I'm talking about dudes will do stupid stuff.
Oh, absolutely. For who?
First of all, Johnny Depp's like, I'm a true Southern gentleman. It's like, oh, then you did that shit.
I know. How dare
See, BJ
you?
BJ said it. I didn't say it.
Good day.
I said good day.
I challenge you to a duel.
Because George Clooney's from Kentucky also.
Damn,
yes,
for real?
Yes, he is.
Yep.
It's a smooth motherfucker that came out of Kentucky.
Well, and so is Jack Harlow.
Damn. I knew Jack Harlow was. I think he's from Louisville. So, yeah, I knew Jack was. I didn't know George and Johnny, though. They some smooth cats right there.
I'm telling you. So, it's just...
Cousin fuckers made it to Hollywood.
I know, right? How in the hell?
If you just know who you with, you'll be all right.
Who you with?
Who you with. So, yeah. Well... Let's go ahead and break off into some of these sections.
Oh, OJ did it, though.
Oh, yeah.
We already know that.
Oh, no. Oh, Beretta did that shit.
I was watching Undercover Brother today, and he's like, they do this. So OJ really didn't kill him. You see everybody just
Everybody just stop.
That's when you look down.
You like, you gotta let that shit go.
Eat your sandwich and don't say nothing.
Yeah. So, a lot of crazy shit in the news right now. You know what I mean? It's just funny. You know, hey, we got Matt Ryan. We haven't talked about Matt Ryan yet.
I feel like, because it's been, we've been in and out of the, we haven't been as consistent as we should have been on the show. Sorry, fans that listen to us. We appreciate y'all for sticking with us. But I feel like we did talk about the Matty Ice being here, because that was at least about 3 or 4 weeks ago. So I feel like we did. What happened?
He's trash.
Man, I don't want to hear that shit. But the NFL draft did happen. I'm going to some key notes happened. Real quick. The draft happened for your team. Oh, my God. Thank you for your team taking A.J. Brown from the Tennessee Titans and shipping him to the Philadelphia Eagles. That means that first, the Colts are favored to win the AFC South. So if you're a Colts fan, A.J. Brown was a pain in our ass, a great receiver. NFL draft happened. NBA playoffs are going on right now.
Colts are
going
to go out first round.
Colts are, I just want to make it to the playoffs. I'm like, the old school Jim Moore. Playoffs?
Playoffs.
Playoffs.
Practice.
We can't even win a game. So, yeah, it was deadly poop. He didn't ever cuss. He would say some old shit like that.
I don't see no difference between Matt Ryan and Matty and Carson Wentz.
You out your goddamn mind.
No, let me finish.
There's a difference.
Matt Ryan is at the end of his career. That's why they let him go.
He's not at the end of his career. Bullshit. And that's not the reason why they let him go. They let him go because of that damn contract that they tried to guarantee him. And they ended up eating the dead money.
Yep.
I know.
They ended up eating it. So the Colts end up, Matty's what, 37?
Yeah.
We got Tom Brady. Tom Brady out.
You can't use the GOAT as an example.
But even go to Peyton Manning.
You already know
he is the GOAT. I ain't gonna say shit.
Peyton Manning could even move his last season.
Hey, but guess what? He was still in his fourth. So Matty still has, I say, 3 to 4 solid years in him. 3 to 4.
I want to say season and a half before he's done.
You got your damn.
I don't care which one it is.
I can't wait.
One of y'all gonna
now.
Be right and or wrong, but I can't. It's tell gonna be you BJ. This. Fuck. Tom Brady all day
greatest
long. I'm not calling him no
all
GOAT.
TB12, homie.
Yep.
I'm not calling him no GOAT.
Like I said, I'm a football,
What about his situation? Do you think that story was actually true?
You talking about the Miami Dolphins
about the
story?
The Dolphins situation?
I think it was the truth
because
behind it.
Because that coach blew up their spot about trying to tank.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
I think it was some truth behind it.
And then they blamed it on the brothers, as always.
Yep. So what happened was... Tom Brady retired, of course, but it was a speculation that he was going to actually go to Miami. And then the coach, Brian Flores, at the time, blew up the spot, and then that shit didn't happen. He ended up going back to Tampa Bay and shaking up the whole NFL, because that shook it up.
Then Arians went into the front office.
Yep. Bruce Arians went to the front office. You got Deshaun Watson in Cleveland. Oh, my God.
I don't think Watson's – how many games do you think it would be suspended?
You know, the crazy part, I'll say a max of...
And they expect Baker to sit there and start while he serves a suspension.
And Baker didn't even show up in the off-season practices, which are just the OTAs, but he ain't showing up. He don't want to be a part of that team. But I'll say if he does get suspended by Roger Goodell, which Roger's probably going to be favorable in this one because he'll generate money, I'll say 4 to 6 games. He's not going to serve
games.
Yeah, I'll say 4 to 6. I don't see him serving a lot.
Well, I think they'll go 8, suspend 2, or take 2 off. Appeal against 6.
Yep. Okay. Makes sense.
Did you see Trevor Bauer, the pitcher for the Dodgers?
No.
Got suspended 2 years.
For what?
He was accused of sexual assault.
Oh, I remember this. And but he beat it, didn't he?
Yep.
And they still suspended him for 2 years.
Because MLB can do whatever they want to do.
Yeah, that's baseball.
But you're gonna suspend him for sexual assault, and then like you look at the NFL, some people get like 4 games.
Oh yeah, that's the weirdest shit ever. Dude had what 22 fucking cases. Of that, so it's
rub and tuck without permission.
Happy endings, yeah.
Deshaun should have went to the Patriots, and this is why. Kraft should have told him how to take care of all.
Absolutely, Kraft would be like, "Hey man, why you just holler at
me? Hey man, I put one on the plane, brother.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, for real, Mile High Club." So yes, sorry about that, T. But you got into tangent on that shit.
Let that ride. Let that ride. You know what I mean? Shit.
Hey, not to interrupt. I don't care, but anyway.
To me, this drink time.
We have been
time.
Together for a while, but I want to ask you guys a couple questions.
Ooh, I like questions.
I like questions.
One is, did you see the new releases again from NXT down? They released a bunch of people over the weekend.
I didn't get to see them.
And two is, how do you feel that the ratings of AEW, how they're actually going down compared to their first 2 years? They're trending backwards.
Well,
and they're using the like now Punk's versus Hangman. I don't think was a very good champion to put on a national televised champ because he was not well known.
Right.
Kenny Omega was not well known. So we're going to put, in my opinion, we're going to put it on Punk because Punk trends worldwide because of MMA and that one.
Yeah.
They've tried to develop their own champions and I don't think it's worked, but I want to get your guys' opinion on that.
Well, I'll say, AEW, first, I like what they do when it comes to, the homegrown talent. You know, you got Ring of Honor, a bunch of Triple A type wrestling, that those wrestlers come there. But like you said, if they're not well known, you're not going to get any pop. And then it's too much with AEW, it's too much of a mix of old and new. And I think that's where it's going wrong. It's no real good storytelling at all. It's like everywhere with the stories. Like you have to really follow this group to know what they're doing. There's too much going on.
It's called hot shotting.
Yeah.
It's where you take things in the past that have worked, and then but it works to bump the ratings and attendance,
mm-hmm.
but there's nowhere to go at the end.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. It just kind of fizzles out, and then they try to go into a weird direction.
Their first matches, though, are great during the first hour. They had Punk versus Dustin Runnels, and that was a great match. And then they had Brian versus... And then Yoda, Wheeler, I don't understand why he's in there at all out of all the people to pick.
I have not a clue.
With Brian and... I don't like I think Moxley's a waste of boring.
AKA Dean Ambrose, if you don't know who that is John Moxley in AEW.
Boring.
Very much so. So yeah, in that instance, AEW just got to learn their baby company. With the NXT releases, I don't know who got released, but I'm not surprised because that's what the WWE does, releases talent.
And what I truly think is this. AEW, Ring of Honor, stuff like that, like Vince McMahon created his own competition. So when they don't go to NXT, they'll go to Ring of Honor or AEW or something like that. Why did Cody Rhodes come back at WrestleMania? I think that Cody Rhodes was one of the bigger stars who started AEW to get that role in. But I think that they are sister stations. So they're like, okay, well, you don't go to NXT, you go to AEW. You don't go to NXT, you don't go to SmackDown from Raw going down, you go to Ring of Honor. So I think that they're working together. I think that they're a sister station. And I think that's why they're falling.
Well, with the Cody Rhodes thing, and he did an interview, he felt like he hit the ceiling already. And that's what made it crazy with the Cody Rhodes thing. I was like, wow, he already felt like, with a year and a half with this company, he had already hit the top.
Look at what he did. He took the common man... The plumber, his daddy, and he turned it into the American nightmare instead of the American dream, Dusty Rhodes. You see what I'm saying?
But the
he evolved.
AEW crowd didn't like him at all.
Huh?
AEW crowd did not care for him at all.
Oh, no, and they didn't have to, though. They didn't have to, because he already had his nostalgia just by the, like, if you listen to his entrance music, he says at the beginning of the entrance, when it comes out, this is not the only we're not the only family in wrestling, or something
No, what I'm talking about, and this is not even about, like, he had, like, go-away heat, which is like, we don't want to see you on TV.
Yeah.
Like the segments, the ratings, they're like, I'm happy went back to WWE. WrestleMania that night was a great pop against Seth Rollins. It was great, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we almost haven't been together since almost WrestleMania.
Yeah, damn near.
But with AEW, though, is the problem is they have a niche audience, which is us, nerds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we know about New Japan. We know about Ring of Honor. We mm-hmm. know about PGW and all these other ones. But an average fan that'll turn the channel and be like, who the fuck is this?
Mm-hmm.
And then now they're using Punk to draw the ratings, using Danielson to draw the ratings. So they're not even using their own stars to draw the ratings. AFTR, that's who started out Wednesday night, which is from, they're well known. I know they use their, you know, NXT to that one, but like, and they, Tony Khan just got too many people.
Too many faces. I mean,
they sent Adam Cole over there.
And Adam Cole is just, he has just died a slow death over there.
He's
NXT,
dying.
NXT, he was, they still do his, hey, baby, but like the ratings for the championship match with him and Adam Page just died.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, well, he's a star. Star is ratings. Star
put
is
asses in seats.
Star is can you be on outside shows? Where it doesn't make, I guess that makes sense. Like does mainstream media want to be like, oh my God. And that's why Kenny Omega, he may be one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, but he's not going to be one of the greatest draws of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, really, when the cameras are off and you're going from city to city to city doing what they consider house shows, what they call house shows. If you can't put asses in seats, then your card is not nothing. The people that's on the card ain't nothing. So, I mean, it's kind of crazy how, like, Cody Rhodes came back to the WWE and it's just like, okay, well, we're making a big thing out of this American Nightmare. But he did do a good job as far as taking his lineage and moving it forward a little bit. Goldust.
He no longer talks about being like he's in the three-piece suits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that neck tattoo is awful.
Yeah, it's just pretty bad.
You know what? Hey, that's what he had to do. I don't like it either.
It looks like
somebody
stamped him, like Gary put him in a mailbox.
I'm going to leave it there. But hey, he came up with a brand that was an extension of his father.
Well, no, he reinvented himself.
Yes.
I mean, when he left the WWE, he left as Stardust.
If you watch
Stardust to the American.
But then you come Nightmare? Back on. You come back in a three-piece suit. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
so he,
like, I have to give him points on it.
Absolutely. That's why he went back. Like you said, the pop at AEW, they got tired of him fast, but the reinvention of his character, I think.
And he's
helped
one
him
of
out.
The very few people that came over that actually won their first match because mm-hmm. AJ Styles got beat by Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those guys do. And then he, if you ever get a chance to watch, it's BTE on YouTube. It's the Young Bucks show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been watching it for about 3 years now since, like, they first started. Well, Cody Rhodes was in there and was fucking hilarious.
Mm.
Taking shots at Triple H. Like
I heard.
He would open up his suitcase and say, hey, from H, and it would be a Stardust outfit.
Like, I mean, real talk, though. Think about that. Really think about that. We all three wrestling fans. Stardust to the American Nightmare.
Yep.
Like, forget the tattoo. Like, the dude still got it. He's always had it. He just never had that niche. And I think he has a niche now than he ever had.
But yeah, that's how I feel about that, or those questions. Well, all right. Go ahead, T.
All right.
What we got next, baby? What you
there
trying to do?
There we go. Well, I just, you know, I really want to see what's going on with Doe. I want to go into the Indiana Doe.
Ooh.
I want to see what he has been doing.
And we're in Indianapolis. We're on the north side. We're on the south side. We're on the west side. Not too much on the east side. Yeah,
we're in WWE.
Yeah. All right, guys. It's been like I said, on and off for a couple weeks. It's gonna be like a two-parter on this one. I'll try to shorten it up and make it as sweet as possible. But the Adventures of Indiana Doe. I'll start off with not too long ago we had Comic-Con here.
Yes.
Comic-Con was here. And of course, I was working, so I did not get to enjoy it.
Yeah, boo.
Oh, yeah, I was upset. They had everybody there. I mean, what they had, the Green Ranger, John Carlos Esposito, if you don't know who he is, he plays all the bad guys now in almost everything. And he's wonderful. He's a great actor. And I wanted to see, and a lot of voice actors, of course, that showed up. So I'm glad, mad I missed, that. But one of our people from Bloomington came down. Our guy Wynn.
To my Wynn?
Yes, Wynn came down, man, and he did a Comic-Con thing. He dressed up as one of the characters from One Piece, which I follow One Piece, but I don't follow it that well to know the character. But when I seen it, I was like, I know that character, just didn't know his name. So he came down a couple weeks ago. Of course, afterwards, me, him, and Money Q hooked up, and we went out. So, we went out, we want to show Wynn, like, hey, if you're here, buddy, we're going to come kick it with you. So afterwards, we hooked up later on in the evening, went to Joker's downtown. So we went to Joker's downtown, which is like four levels of just mess. But we went to Joker's downtown. We caught a couple of drinks, chilled for a second. Then afterwards, of course, we couldn't help ourselves. We had to go to the strip club. So we went to the strip club, tried to show Wynn a good time while he was here. Wynn, just want to give you that shout out real quick.
Shout out, Wynn.
Because, like I said, we missed some shows. I meant to talk about this on one of the other Indiana Does if we would have did the show, but we didn't. But yeah, Wynn, right on for coming down. I hope you enjoyed yourself, sir, and I wanted to mention that. Now, time to get to the nitty gritty. Indiana Doe went to, or Doski went to a wedding this past Thursday, which I thought that was a crazy day to actually go to a wedding, but I went to a wedding on Thursday. So first, I want to give a quick shout-out to the bride and groom, my guy Anthony Chow, and his new wife, Mrs. Katara. So Mr. and Mrs. Chow, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yes. And then me and Dane went there. You know Dane?
You know I know Dane.
Calamity Dane is what I call him. So me and Dane got the invites to go, and we showed up. Like I said, the venue was outside of a church. I want to say it was in the Canby area, not too far from Canby Mooresville area. Had a little water brook that was in the background. Excellent wedding. It looked like it was going to rain. It almost sprinkled a little bit, but it didn't rain on their parade. Had a great time.
I like that little nostalgia stereotype you just used right there.
What's that?
It didn't rain on their parade.
It didn't. Because, dude, I'm sitting there, and at the time I didn't have a hat, but Dane had a little pimp hat on it. But I call it the Get Out hat. You remember a homeboy in Get Out where he didn't remember? He's talking to the other black dude, and the dude start crying.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was the hat, dude. That was the hat. And so Dane let me wear the hat because I didn't have a hat, and he had a hoodie on. But that hat, dude. That hat was like the life of the party. That hat did all sorts of things for that night. Of course, like I said, beautiful wedding. They had the reception and, of course, reception. Excellent little dinner that they had. And I thought it was going to be open bar. I almost got excited until he charged me for my drink. So I was mad about that, but the beer was free and I was happy. So did that. Then I seen, it was funny, I seen a young lady dancing, right? And so, Indiana Doe, I crept up behind her. I was like, oh, yeah, it's the right song going. I'm going to creep up behind
her. Creep, creep, creep.
Danced with her for a little bit, but then she kind of looked at me and kind of backed off, and I wondered why. I was like, oh, why, when you backed off, maybe I got too close to you. I got too close to you.
I feel a little poke
there
coming
it is.
Through
oh.
on you.
You already know what time it was. So now. But ended up afterwards, we chilled for a second. Everybody's gone at this time besides bride and groom, handful of friends. We're chilling out in the parking lot. And ended up meeting somebody, and she's a sweetie. But it was pretty funny because it was almost like me and Dane were both trying to talk to her, which made it pretty funny. And then I don't know if Dane was just really giving an assist or being himself, but he says something that completely changed her mind about talking to him. Like, and then I feel like that was a dope moment. Like, oh,
what'd he say?
Man, I don't know if I even want to say it.
What'd he say?
I don't know if I want to say it. I ain't even going to say it, but it was enough to where she was like, mm-mm. And I was like, oh, and it was one of those, oh.
Well, Indiana Doe, since you're telling the stories, let me tell you, we've had those moments with you
before. Absolutely. That's why I was like, dude, he had to mess up like Doe has messed up in the past. You didn't learn.
We have experienced your Indiana Doe stories where you have said something.
Yes.
So we're not even going to go into it. We ain't gonna, like you said, let's, we ain't talk like, about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, what he said is between him and her.
Yep.
But it apparently it gave the John Stockton assist to Indiana Doe. You know, it gave the John Stockton assist to Indiana Doe, whatever he said. And, you know, me and her started talking and, very nice. I about to say we exchanged information and the following day, the bride and the groom had a barbecue, went there. She showed up and forgive me, I'm gonna say her name. Her name is Kimberly. Kimberly, hey girl. But she showed up, had a great time. I got to kick it with some of Chow's family, and Chow has an uncle that he's always mentioned I never got to meet. And Chow's uncle definitely was like, if it was a Yakuza, it looks like he's part of the Yakuza Mafia. You know what I'm saying? Chow ain't got no tattoo. His uncle is tatted up type deal with the wife beater. Like, oh, yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, you probably did some shit. You know, you probably did some shit. And so I'm with the old schools, the bride's father, Katara. And, you know, they wanted to challenge me. I felt like they wanted to challenge me on drinking. Like, oh, you don't know about this hand. I said, you don't know who you're talking to. You're talking to Indiana Doe. Indiana don't knows about the hand dog. Now at the time, I didn't drink tequila, and I drank beer. And then they talking about Hennessy. Now of course you ain't supposed to mix nothing, but at this time the old schools is challenging Indiana Doe, so I'm gonna mix it, and we had a great time.
Yes.
But now I got to kick it with the young lady Kimberly as well, and then the following day we ended up going out as well. So this whole past 3 days, I met somebody that's pretty sweet and special, hopefully, and Indiana Doe. There you go. It's like, hey, Indiana Doe had weddings and all sorts of shit, and he met somebody, and she posted me on Facebook.
Now, we will come back to Indiana Doe and find out how this story goes with Kimberly.
You may come back in a couple weeks.
And it might be over.
I may be talking about engagements. No.
Oh, yeah, I don't know where it's going to go.
Hold up, but pump the brakes, guys. Pump the brakes.
Yeah, I don't know where that's going to go.
But she is a sweetheart, and it was fun that I, you know, went to a gathering and, you know, and fellowship with a bride and groom after a wedding and got to meet somebody that was pretty cool. So, yeah.
Well, bro, you know I'm married. You know Money Q's married. You know BJ's married. Hey, you had a lot of married people in your circle. So, hey, if you can find that one, you know, I already know I'll be the best man at your wedding.
I said, hold your horses.
You the one said it.
I know now. But I'll say that. I'll wrap it up. That is the Adventures of Indiana Doe, the Chow's wedding, and having a blast and meeting new people. So that was fun, fantastic, and I had a great time. And those are the Adventures of Indiana Doe.
He went to a wedding. He went to a wedding in Indianapolis. He met a girl down there, too.
I went to a wedding. I went to a barbecue.
Yeah! That's the Adventures
of Indiana Doe.
Man.
Fantastic weekend, sir. So I had a fantastic weekend besides having to go to work today on Sunday.
Oh, Matt Damon, I ain't have to work today. You know, I got Sundays off. So we got one more we gonna hit, man.
Go for it.
Well, no, two more. We gonna hit two more real quick because we got about 10 minutes left.
All right, go for it.
We gonna hit the smoke break.
Oh, smoke break.
We gotta talk about the 420. So let me hold on.
Higher, higher, baby. Do you feel it? Cause I'm so high.
So we had the smoke break in April.
Yeah, we missed it, man. You know, happy, you know, 420.
Yeah, let's throw that out there. Like, we had a good night. It's kind of like the smoke break and the Pat Corner put together.
Absolutely.
Because the three of us was together, me, you, and Money Q.
So the Pat Cast were actually together for 420.
Yes.
Awesome. You know, that's a rarity, but it definitely.
I had a black eye during it.
Did you?
Yeah.
You did have a black. Did you have a black eye during that?
That was last week.
No, 420 was like 2 weeks ago now, man.
I've had this for like 2 weeks.
I don't know. I feel like we would have been like, damn, dude, you still fucked up.
No, I was at the party with the black eye, bro.
But did you drive?
Yes. I told you I could still see.
You a good one. Go for it. But yes, the 420 party. And this was all brought to you by Money Q.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
He invited us to a nice little 420 party.
Mm-hmm.
And we enjoyed ourselves well. I mean, very well. There was a lot of good food. There was a lot of good games that was going on as far as, like, you know, like Jenga. We never got the Jenga, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, but
we didn't really get to. I'm about to say we didn't really get to any games.
Well, we talked about them, but we was all hype about it, and then you know we started doing what we supposed to do for the holiday.
Yeah,
but
then we started Chief Keith,
and then Happy Holidays. Mm-hmm. So we did that, and but, I mean it was a really really good night.
Fantastic time. I forget. I'm mad that I'm forgetting the names or the name of you know the people that hosted it. They were wonderful. Very. I mean, just hospitable. Made you feel like you were at home.
Oh yeah, and, I felt like I never left my house.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful people, wonderful company. You know the people that they knew and inviting us. So thank you guys. And man, whew, yeah, that was.
It was definitely a smoke break that was needed after everything that's been happening in the past 2 years with the virus and all that craziness. Like just being able to go and have that camaraderie.
Well, I'm mad that I missed last year. You know, because the Cube, this is his second year going.
Yes, yes. So I missed last year as well.
Yeah, so, you know, I think I had my hot dog suit on last year. I was with one of my little friends downtown. But yeah, even then, you left a little bit early, I was telling you.
I had to leave a little bit earlier because I had to work the next day.
But they even gave you a gift bag afterwards.
I didn't get the
I never thought about a gift bag. I wouldn't think, you know, we'd already partied it up and enjoying ourselves. And then they give you a gift bag?
I didn't get no gift bag, but I heard it was
and some edibles and stuff like that. I say, hey, that's how you host a 420 party.
Yeah, I heard it was delicious. That's how
you do it. You know, you had to be there to understand it. Just infuse stuff and bowls of stuff, and
I did get some. I did get some good edibles. Like when I left, but I heard your goodie bags was really
the goodie bags. Goodie bags. I heard those was
really good. That's like going to Chuck E. Cheese and you get the goodie bag.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You get the little candy bag. Thanks for coming.
A very pleasant surprise.
I wish I had stayed at that point.
Yeah, because I was sitting there. I knew because most of the people that were there, this is not their first time there. And so when the missus was like, hey, you know, you came last year and I was thinking about you this year. So I was thinking to myself, I'm not going to get anything. Huh. And then she's like, hey, Mondo, I know it's your first time. But I was like, oh. You know, I was like, oh. I wanted to cry. I was like, ah. I feel so special.
I'm here to tell you right now, it was a wonderful 420, so, yeah. And I have not had an experience like that besides when I host. I've never went to somebody's that host like that. Like, I've never given anybody goodie bags on the way home.
Yeah, dude, that was insane.
So when I heard about that part, I was like, hey, man, I was in the beat. I was in the game. Like, I didn't even drink that night. Mm. It was 420.
Yeah, it was going down. It was fantastic.
So the smoke break is it was all about good times, having fun with people, and it's my first year going over there, and hey, it was so worth it. So I just want to thank Money Q on air for the invite.
Absolutely, thank you. And like I said, the people were super super good. So it was a fantastic time.
It was really really worth it. So that's our smoke break. Mm-hmm. We didn't got that in, but now. We gotta get to the Petty McGee. Detective Petty McGee. Mm. We gotta get there.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah, wah. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. We won't, we won't, we won't, we won't.
Detective Petty. Detective Petty.
Wah, wah.
Go, Petty, go! Yeah, you already know. Detective Petty McGee is on the scene.
All right. So we had a subject we was going to talk about for Petty McGee. Huh? It was this past Sunday. We're not going to do that.
Nah, we're going to do this shit. Fuck this.
Okay,
it is what it is.
I want to leave that alone.
Nah, we talked that we're going to bring it up, but we're going to just bring it up about this past Sunday. We ain't touching on this Sunday. We touched on this past Sunday.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, so the pack cast could be petty at times. To each other. We're the worst ones when it comes to pettiness amongst each other. So this one happened, and this is one of the reasons why we didn't record last week, because of this Petty McGee that we're telling right now.
Yes.
So yeah, the Petty McGee started early Sunday morning last week.
Yes.
And it started when the podcast, we have a group chat. So, you know, group chat is, of course, we see when we're getting together, if anybody's got any current events or anything, you know, we usually communicate on there. So at that time, I'm at work. And then, of course, good old Money Q, you know, he hits a group chat and starts asking questions. What did he ask, T?
He asked us, what time are we recording?
Mm-hmm. Now, I was sitting there. I'm like, okay. Now, for of course.
I responded with 8:30 because I knew you were at work.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So you knew I was at work, right on. And then, of course, Money Q was, at the time, he was kind of peeved because we didn't do a good job of communicating throughout the week about, you know, when we're recording. But for our show, when we record, some days it was 4:30 because I would be off, and then some days it would be 8:30 because I'm working.
So I'm being petty. It was Mondo's fault.
At the end of the day, I guess you could, yeah. Hey, if I could manipulate my work schedule, I would, but I can't. But you know, like Super Booker T did say, hey, you know, we're recording at 8:30, and of course Money Q's rebuttal was, you know, why didn't you say that, you know, earlier, apparently.
But I mean, being petty again, he was ye boss.
Oh yeah, he was ye boss, so you would think ye boss would know, you know, ye employee's schedule. But of course, you know, hey, you got all sorts of shit going on, so I'm gonna charge to the game on that.
Nah, it was you. We're going to charge it to M. Dodo.
Oh, M. Dodo's, yeah, because I...
Because you was the reason why.
I'm not self-employed. But I seen that, you know, hey, Money Q was going hard in the paint. He was pretty mad about all of us not communicating.
He was like Shaq Diesel.
So I ended up deciding to chime in once I seen that it felt like it was some heat. You know, it was like, ooh, there's some heat going on. Well, I was like, well, hold up. Let me go ahead and chime in. But I think me chiming in was a really bad idea. It was a really bad idea. And I always say this, I think texting is very informal. You know, you can text something and you don't have no emotions behind it. No one can hear you.
Thumb thugs.
You know, and so, and of course, you know, you read a text and it may come off to you a certain way.
Different than when it was sent, it wasn't sent in that way.
Yeah, no intentions of you know, what you think it is. You know, yeah. So it's one of those things, and I sent the text, and I think it was a part of the text that I know I was being an asshole. I know I was.
That's because what you are, birds of a feather. Yeah, it's birds true. Of a feather, bro.
I tell you. And so I was like, ooh. And then he caught it. And then once Money Q caught that part of the text, I knew it was on and popping. Because I asked, the next question I asked Money Q was, so you gonna make it or not? And he was like, maybe. And as soon as I heard that maybe, I knew the answer. Because it wasn't a yes or no, it's a maybe. And I was like, oh, shit, that maybe means no. That maybe means no. And, you know, the day proceeds. We don't, you know, we don't really communicate throughout the day. And then, of course, you know, when it's time to do the show, all the shit hits the fan.
Okay, I shall take over.
Go for it.
So the shit hit the fan because I had spoken with M. Dodo. And I said, hey, you got to work today? I think you do. So if he has to work, we show up at 8:30. If he doesn't, we try to get here at 4:30 because BJ, our producer, you know, we try to respect his time. So he told me he had to work. I was like, all right, cool. So I'm figuring. Now, here's where the communication broke down. It broke down because Mondo don't like to drive his car because his car kind of messed up. So I'll pick up Mondo from his crib at 8 o'clock and we still make it out here by 8:30. But Mondo didn't say he needed me to pick him up. But Mondo has driven out here straight from work in his car to record the show.
But not recently, so, guys, because like, this is where assuming went wrong. Because yes, I just assumed. No, not you. I assumed. I was like, well, T, we've been doing this for a month because you know my situation with the car. So I assumed that you would just know to pick me up.
Well, you made an ass out of yourself.
Absolutely. And hold up. Nope. But I made that ass out of you, too.
Oh, no. You definitely made an ass out of me. I've already accepted that ass points. Okay. I've already been whipped on that. Okay.
So, because, of course, you know, the 8 o'clock window comes around. You know, I head to the crib, you know, by 8:10, 8:15. I'm like, man, where is T? You know, I'm like, where is T? And that's how I hit you up. T, where you at? I make my ways to BJ's. I was like, oh, shit. I knew at that moment, I was like, oh, this shit's done.
Communication broke down.
It was done. Should have told T earlier in the day, which we did that today. Should have told T earlier in the day. Yeah, I need you. But for some reason, that day just had his own fucking identity. And so T makes his way to B. Q hits us up by 8:30, so he's not showing up. And I'm not there because I can't get there. And so I'm talking to BJ and T at the same time, going back and forth.
I was in BJ's driveway.
Yes.
Waiting to record. And I'm like, well, Mondo didn't tell me he needed me to pick him up, so I just came straight here.
There we go.
So the communication was the breakdown process, breakdown Northwest. I said breakdown Northwest. I play football. Y'all need to know about that. But when it comes down to it, the pettiness came from all three of us.
Absolutely. It was a little bit petty on each side. You know, like I said, it started off early in the day with the texting. And I was saying, I was like, ooh, texting. And I meant to call Q. That was the worst part about it is because after the text stream, I said, I need to call Q. And I just didn't call the motherfucker. And I don't know if it was just, you know, like I forgot, but I don't think it was like any, like, I'm not going to call Q thing. I just forgot to call him. And I did. And I felt like if I would have called him to be like, hey, dude, nah, that's not what that text meant. It would have changed the whole dynamic.
And we had a whole conversation after that day, and all three of us like, all three of us are being petty.
No, absolutely.
So that's your Petty McGee moment, because we all was being petty. Because me personally, I was like, well, Mondo didn't tell me he wanted me to pick him up. So I would have done it, but you didn't say, hey, I'm not going to be able to drive this week.
I'm just going to tell you.
So I assumed, and that's what made me an ass, I assumed you was just going to drive out here.
I'm going to tell you like this. If it was an island of pettiness, Money Q would be King Petty on Petty Island. Because, boy, he, like I told you, when he sent maybe, I was like, ooh, we in trouble. We in trouble messing around with Money Q, because that maybe means no.
Don't push the maybe, baby.
There it is. Don't, hey,
major
boy,
pain.
Yeah, don't push it with money. Don't push it with money, because that maybe, like you said, that maybe, baby, it could get you in trouble. Won't even do a show.
I mean, hey, pettiness is not just from work or just person to person. The pack is petty. Like, a lot of people are petty. And we had our good petty moment, even though we had our good smoke break 420 moment as well.
Yeah, that's what made it crazy.
So, like, and we sit there, we talk it out like men, but we understand where we're being petty. So there's your Petty McGee moment. Oh, why we didn't have a show.
Money, money, money. And that was petty.
Yeah, I'm about to start singing it.
That was not done on purpose.
I think you should have did it on purpose now. Huh?
No, when it plays through, it skips. You know, I have you guys all in a four. I have all four things you have.
Lined up.
Yeah.
I think it would have been perfect, though.
Detective Petty. Detective Petty.
See, watch what happens here in a second.
Yo! No.
He was at a wedding. Go!
Nice. But yeah.
All right. Well, that's the end of the show. We want to thanks to everyone who still continues to listen to us. And if you can, you know, help push us out there. We trying to do the best we can to push ourselves out there. Life takes over, but we still trying to work hard and do what we do. M-Dodo, what you got?
Of course, be careful, be safe. We didn't really do birthday shout outs, but I just want to give one solid one. My niece Keisha, her birthday was the other day. Happy birthday, Keisha. And Uncle Damo, love you. There's a lot of other birthday shout outs, and you guys know who you are, because I wish you a happy birthday on Facebook. There it is.
I'm going to go ahead and put it out there on one. I'm going to go ahead and give a shout out to the mother of my children, Claire. She had a birthday on April 19th.
Happy birthday,
so let's
Claire.
Go ahead and do it on the way out.
Why not?
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday.
Woo, 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 yeah.
Him said, ooh, yeah, ay. Peace.
Yeah.
Happy, 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 happy birthday to
happy
you.
Birthday.
It comes once a year and it's like the flu. You get a shot and you hang with the crew. You go ahead in the summertime and barbecue. We gon' do the thing, cause we the pack cast. We not pulling no shit, we gon' talk your ass. To the straight real talk, cause that's what we do. You got M-Dodo and Super Booker T too. Money Q's telling you how to say that money. You better go ahead and hold on to your honey. She'll cost you more than if you left her. You better go ahead. That's all I got.
I like it.